Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Play with me. It's been said that there's nothing more joyful than the laugh of a child. But if there comes a time that the sound makes your skin crawl, then you know something is terribly wrong. Lately, Jess needed me more than ever. As a single mom working with two kids under five, she sometimes asked me to watch them. They just want to play for a bit, she'd say as they ran towards me. Then they'll leave you be. Being a nighttime security guard meant I could help out my sister Jess with my nephews, get my schoolwork done, and then head out to work. The work was easy enough and slightly tedious. I was employed through an agency, which meant I could only be deployed to so many sites. But my routine was always the same. Parameter checks, building checks, report back to base, and repeat until the morning. Some areas were floodlit, most were not. But I carried a large flashlight and I had a booth to rest in when not patrolling. Nothing exciting ever happened until that night. I was sent to a building site. Most of the grounds were rubble and dirt, but the plant equipment left there was worth a fortune. So it needed to be patrolled along with the last building, still waiting to be demolished. I didn't know the history of the location and I didn't care. Though, I wish I had. It started off okay, just a regular if chilly evening. No reports of teenager taggers or thieves in the area. I was making my second routine parameter patrol when I heard the noise. Until then, it had been completely silent, which made the interruption even more of a surprise. It was a child's giggle. Up until that moment, I'd always thought the scariest sound I could hear in the middle of the night when I'm all alone would be the growl of a cougar or a bear, but no, that misplaced noise made my blood chill. I had a duty to investigate. If the kid was in the old building, they could be in danger. Hello? I called out. Silence. Maybe I imagine it. Maybe I crashing sound. Well, now I had to go look. So I hurried over to the building and pulled aside the do not enter tape. Of course, it was pitch black inside. There was no power supply. I waved my flashlight around looking for any signs of movement. Hello? I called out again. And this time, I got an answer.
Play with me.
My knees buckled. I stood paralyzed for a moment. Then, regaining the use of my arm, I shone the flashlight in the direction of the voice. There was no sound of the culprit, but the beam did catch sight of something. Painted on the wall above what looked to be an old reception area were the words Bellevue Orphanage. I can't explain how, but I immediately knew it wasn't a prank or an actual little kid. Maybe it was the frigid air, maybe the overpowering sense of being watched, but something told me that what I was dealing with was not a human. A child, yes, but not a human. My first reaction was to run, but the second I turned around, the exit door slammed shut. The atmosphere in the empty building suddenly feeling extremely dense and heavy. I could see my breath as the childish voice repeated the words right next to my ear.
Play with me! Play with me!
Then a whoosh of air as if they'd run off again. Standing frozen in fear, I remembered my sister saying, "They just want to play." I wasn't sure the same rules applied as my nephews, and that this thing would leave me alone, but since I appeared unable to leave, it was my only choice. I shut my eyes and leaned my head against the wall. 1, 2, 3, knock, knock. I turned around, shone the flashlight, and whimpered a little. There was a shadow by the door. 1, 2, 3, knock, knock. I gulped and turned, the flashlight shaking. This time, the shadow was a little closer. 1, 2, 3. Knock, knock. Oh God, it was much closer now. The shadow almost reaching the wall I was resting against. My voice trembled, but I carried on. 1, 2, 3. Knock. I swallowed the final knock as I felt a tiny hand appear on my shoulder. I couldn't move. My body paralyzed as a wisp of icy breath hit my ear, along with the childish sing-song voice.
Knock!
I tried to move, but I was paralyzed, frozen, completely unable to escape. Even as more, the tiny hands began to grab and pull at me, even as the giggles and childish whispers filled the air. They moved as one, strength in numbers, and dragged me backwards. I tried to scream, but their scrawny fingers pulled at my mouth, and then, without the flashlight to guide us, we entered the darkness. Just before I gave in to the pain, as they clawed at my body, one leaned in real close and whispered in a much deeper voice than before.
Your turn now. You're going to play forever.
Hi, my little strangelings. Are you tired of the same old Borking Nights? Well, I have a fun treat for you guys, especially with all the spooky things going on this month, and that is Hunt a Killer. You get to be a detective, sort through the evidence, and put together the clues. To Hunt a Killer creates immersive narrative mystery games. It's perfect for horror lovers just like all of us here on Something Scary. Pick from a standalone or multi-chapter stories, and just know that each box is a complete mystery waiting to be solved. It's like your favorite episode of CSI meets an escape room, and honestly, who doesn't love that? Go to huntakiller.com and use a code SOMETHINGSCARY to get 10% discount off your next purchase. That's huntakiller.com and use a code SOMETHINGSCARY to get 10% discount off your next purchase. And get started on doing your own investigative nights. And let me know in the comment section how it all went down. I'm dying to know your experience with this.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts? And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much and see you next time.